So often, a feeling that I can't describe fills my heart and my whole being. During the other morning's discourse, it felt like overwhelming love for you and the whole. But now I realize that the same feeling, or very, very similar, also comes up in fear, anguish, throbbing pain, helplessness and frustration. I am trembling and confused. Beloved Master, can you say something?
ध्यान रख देयर इज सर्टेनली समथिंग वेरी सिमिलर इन वेरी डिफरेंट इमोशंस द ओवरवेलमिंगनेस इट मे बी लव It may be hate, it may be anger, it can be anything. If it is too much, then it gives you a sense of being overwhelmed by something. Even pain and suffering can create the same experience. But overwhelmingness has no value in itself. It simply shows you are an emotional being. This is typically the indication of an emotional personality. When it is anger, it is all anger. And when it is love, it is all love. It almost becomes drunk with the emotion, blind, and whatever action comes out of it is wrong. Even if it is overwhelming love, the action that will come out of it is not going to be right. Reduce to its base, whenever you are overwhelmed by any emotion, you lose all reason, you lose all sensitivity, you lose not your heart into it. It becomes almost like a dark cloud in which you are lost. Then whatever you do is going to be wrong. Love is not to be a part of your emotions. Ordinarily, that's what people think and experience. But anything overwhelming is very unstable. It comes like a wind and passes by and left you behind empty, shattered, in sadness and in sorrow. Love, according to those who know man's whole being, his mind, his heart, and his being, love has to be an expression of your being, not an emotion. Emotion is very fragile, very changing. One moment it seems it is all, another moment you are simply empty. So first thing to do is to take love out of this crowd of overwhelming emotions. Love is not overwhelming. On the contrary, love is a tremendous insight, clarity, sensitivity, awareness, but that kind of love rarely exists, because very few people ever reach to their being. There are people who love their cars, Niskriya loves his camera. That love is of the mind. And then you love your wife, your husband, and your children. That love is of the heart. But because it needs change to remain alive, and you cannot allow it its changeability, it becomes stale. The same husband every day. It is such a boring experience. It dulls your sensitivity. It dulls every possibility of joy. You slowly start forgetting the language of laughter. Life becomes simply a work without any joy. And one has to work because one has a wife. And one has children. I have heard in a court an old couple appeared. The husband was 90 and the wife must be 85. They wanted to divorce. The judge could not believe his eyes. He said, at this age, any moment you can pop up. What you are? Asking for what you will do with divorce. How long you have been married? The man said it must have been at least 60 years or even more. The judge said, I cannot believe how you lived together for 60 years. And now, at the end of your life, you want divorce? Why you waited so long? The old man said, we had to wait till all our children died. Now is the chance to be free and enjoy life. And the whole life they lived together. It must have been utterly stale. But the love that is of the mind is simple. You can change your camera because the camera will not create any trouble. It won't fight you. It won't do tantrums. It won't drag you to the court. It won't ask for money. It is a simple thing. Because of its simplicity, most of the people in the world have moved from loving human beings to loving machines. All kinds of machines. It may be a car. It is simpler. You can change it any moment. There is no barrier. Our people have moved to love animals. There are dog lovers who are carrying their dogs everywhere. It is better. Because you can control, you can beat your dog, and still it will welcome you with its tail. It is a joyous experience. People have other kinds of animals, birds, parrots, and they pay too much attention to them. It is not a simple fact, it shows something deeper of our existence. We cannot love human beings. It is a constant trouble. One wife has just married a man and was talking to her friend. The friend said, "This man is a drunkard. You should not have married him. It will be a constant trouble." The woman said, "No, I will change his habits. It may take few years, but I will make him docile, obedient. He is a good man." The other woman said, "You are living in fancy. I have a dog, and for 5 years I have been teaching, no effect. I tell him that trees are not toilets. He won't listen." "I beat him, I don't give him food. He looks very sad. Finally, I also start feeling sympathy for the poor. But he will not change the habit. So stubborn is the dog, and you are thinking of changing a man, and that to a drunkard." But the very idea that you will change your wife, and you will change your husband, and you will change your friend, is dangerous. It means conflict from the very beginning. It means it is going to be a struggle, not a joy, not a dance, but a fight. People start drinking just to avoid the struggle that is waiting at home. When they go drunk, then it does not matter, even if the wife beats them. They are unconscious. Millions of people are drinking poison for the simple reason to avoid those whom they had thought they loved. A man was drinking whiskey. His wife was tired of teaching him. Wives are great teachers. No wonder in schools, slowly, slowly, men are being replaced by women. They are great teachers. They don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't go hunting, they don't do anything out of the way. They have manners and etiquette, they don't use dirty words. When George Bernard Shaw published his dictionary, a valuable contribution to literature, three old women reached to him very angry that you seem to be a sex maniac. He said, my God, what I have done? He said, look at this book you have published. In that 1200 pages book, there were three words which people think are dirty. George Bernard Shaw said, you are great scholars. You must have read all 1200 pages of a dictionary to find out three words. You are sex maniac or I am sex maniac. The wife was tired of teaching the husband. Finally, she tried another way. She said, now I am going to drink myself if you don't stop. The husband got a little shocked that that will be very difficult, two drunkards in the home, both teaching each other not to drink. It is a very rare experience. He tried that. No, does not look good for a woman. A woman is a pious being, religious being. Just look in the church. It is filled with women. Only few men reach there just to find some woman, if they can find. Their interest is not in the crucified Jesus. Who is interested in criminals? And who is interested in a boring sermon? The man said, it does not look good. The woman said, I am determined. Either you stop or I am going to start. The man said, "My stopping is impossible. If you are stubborn, just take a little taste." He gave her a little cup full of whiskey. These things don't taste good. The woman took one sip and threw the cup and said, "My God, it is almost poison. And the man laughed and said, "And you always thought that I am enjoying." It is not a joy. You do your work. It takes long practice and great guts. It is not for you. But why people drink? To avoid those whom they love, or at least think they love. Two men are sitting in a bar. Every day late, when the bar closes, the barman has to almost push them out. They go on drinking and drinking. One day, just before they started drinking, one man asked the other, that only we are the two real drinks. Others are just learners, amateur. Can I ask why you drink so much?" He said, "I have to. Otherwise, I cannot face my wife. When I am utterly drunk, I have so much courage, I can face a lion. And when I am absolutely drunk, I go home, I hit my boot on the doors, open the door, throw things here and there, make great noise, enter my wife's room, give a good hit on her hips, and say to her, 'Darling, how about it?' And she pretends to be deeply asleep. It is because of her I have to drink. Since I got married, I have not got married to my wife, I have got married to this alcohol. But what is the reason for you? Are you also in the same position?" The other said, "No, I am not married. I am a bachelor." The other man said, "Bachelor? It is unbelievable. Being a bachelor, what you are doing here? Drinking late in the night, and you are just a bachelor. The bachelor said, what else to do? Because in the house there is nothing but darkness. Sitting alone, one becomes bored. Here it is very colorful, and so many strange things happen every day. I had started what you call amateur, but slowly, slowly, now I am a perfect drunkard. There are people who are drinking because they have wives, and there are people who are drinking because they don't have any wives. It is a strange world. One does not know on what logical basis it is being run. Whether there is any logic at all in life, or it is absolutely absurd. You have to, Raga, take out your love from the emotional grip where it is already found by the birth. And you have to find a root to your being unless your love becomes part of your being. It is not much different than pain, suffering, sadness. Emotions are not going to help you become an integrated individuality. They are not going to give you a granite soul. You will remain just like a dead wood moving in the stream here and there, not knowing why. Emotions blind men exactly as alcohol. They may have good names like love, they may have bad names like anger, but once in a while, if you have been observant, you need to be angry at someone. It relieves you. You will see on the roads, dogs are making love and people are hitting them with stones. Now those poor fellows are not doing any harm to anybody, and they are performing a biological ritual that you perform, just they don't have to hide in houses and they are doing so well, a crowd moves around them throwing stones, beating them, a strange behavior. People need once in a while to be angry, just as they need once in a while to be in love, and once in a while to hate someone. It doesn't matter. That's why people like Adolf Hitler can manage to find followers on the grounds that it is because of the Jews that the world is in misery. So we have to erase the Jews from the earth and there will be no problem. All the problems are created by Jewish conspiracy. And he killed 6 million Jews. Not a single problem of the world is solved. Now the world has more problems than it had before. But he convinced people like Martin Heidegger, the greatest philosopher of contemporary world. Martin Heidegger was a follower of Adolf Hitler and also believed that it is the Jews. Just now I have received information from Japan. Although in Japan there are not many Jews, there may be more Jews here in this place than in the whole of Japan. Here you can suspect that you are surrounded by the Jews. Still, they don't do any conspiracy or anything. Two books have appeared, again the same logic or illogic, that because of the Jews, the world is in trouble. And there is a world Jewish conspiracy, and unless Jews are eradicated completely, the world will never be at ease. And those two books have become best sellers in Japan. Men gathers anger, rage, hate, and then it is only a question to find some opportunity so that he can express his destructiveness. Any excuse will do. Religions give good causes. One is worried that if there is only one God, then Jews are killing Mohammedans are killing Christians, Christians are killing others, and it goes round and round everywhere. In the name of God, in fact, Muhammad had written on his sword that my religion is peace. That is the meaning of Islam. That is the name Mohammedans give to themselves. And these peaceful Mohammedans have killed so many people, not only people, but have destroyed so many temples and so many beautiful statues, because they don't believe in statues. It is perfectly okay. Who is saying that you should believe? The statue is not following you, that believe me. But if you go to Indian ancient temples, you will see the destruction that Mohammedans have done. They have destroyed such beautiful sculpture, which takes hundreds of years to make, in the name of God, that there is only one God and He has no statue. That may be your idea. So you should not have any statue. But who are you to interfere into somebody else whose idea is that there is a God and He has as many statues as you can think? Hindus believe in hundreds of gods. But what is the harm? That is their business, their problem. If they are doing something stupid, you can enjoy. But it is not right to destroy their statue. But the reality is, the name of God and religion is all superficial. In reality, people are angry and they don't have objects to sow their anger. So they go on collecting anger, hate, rage, and then there is a limit. It explodes like bombs. Anything will do. In India, Mohammedans and Hindus were fighting. Now Sikhs and Hindus are fighting. Because Indian constitution has accepted Hindi as the national language, although 40 years have passed, They have not been able to impose Hindi as a national language because every other language starts fighting. In South, there are different languages. In North, there are different languages. And in the name of languages, riots go on happening. I used to live in a city. They destroyed all boards on the shops or anywhere which were written in English and forced people to write their boards on their shops in Hindi. And now it is a very, very difficult problem because trains pass from one province to another province. In one province, they will paint the name in one language and the train will enter into another province and they will paint it in their language. It was a constant trouble and fight. And trains were delayed for days because unless their writing is complete, in each compartment they have to write down the name in their language, and whoever prevents them immediately there is going to be killing. Trains were put on fire because people were resisting. Buses were put on fire because the board was not in the language which the people spoke, but buses had to pass through all over the country. Now, if entering every state, India has 30 states, if the bus and railway trains have to change, it will become a tremendous and hilarious job. But any excuse is enough. Emotions are dangerous in the sense that they overwhelm you. And they are almost alcoholic. Paddy gets an invitation to his rich cousin's wedding in Dublin. At the reception, he feels a bit conspicuous in his country clothes. So he spends most of his time in the corner drinking whiskey. Finally, he decides to join the party and ask the most important looking lady guest to dance a Viennese waltz with him. Paddy is angrily refuse. There are four reasons why I won't dance with you. says the guest, first you have had too much to drink. Second, that the band is not playing a waltz. Third, that I am not a woman. Fourth, I am the Archbishop of Dublin. But when you are drunk, people start seeing things . The hostess at a kid's birthday goes up to little Ernie. How come, she asks, that your little brother is too shy? He has not moved from that corner all afternoon. He is not shy at all, insists Ernie. It is just that he has never had to wear a necktie before, and he thinks he is tied to something. Just a little more awareness is needed, and all your overwhelming things will start disappearing. A man is really clean and clear when he never gets overwhelmed by anything. When he is always alert and aware and himself, and is not lost in any emotion, whether it is love or anger or anything else. Young Herbie, on vacation in Florida, is getting frustrated because he cannot attract any girls. Every day on the beach, he watches as Bernie Bernstein, an older man, is surrounded by young, beautiful women. One evening, Herbie approaches him at the bar and asks Bernie for some advice. Well, says Bernie, the first thing is to get a smart haircut. Then buy yourself a skimpy swimsuit instead of those baggy shorts. And for a finishing touch, put a rolled up pair of socks in your swimsuit. It works every time. Harvey follows the advice, but has no luck. The next evening in the bar, he complains to Bernie. Ah, eh, says Bernie, I saw you on the beach. The haircut looks great. And you bought a fantastic looking swimsuit. But the next time, try putting the socks in front. Just a little awareness what you are doing. Ruthie Finkelstein goes to buy shoes wearing a mini skirt with no underwear underneath. The shoe salesman is overcome by the sight and says to her, I would like to fill your pussy with ice cream and eat it all out. That is the most disgusting thing anyone has ever said to me. She cries, I am going to tell my husband and he is going to beat you up. Ruthie stomps home and tells her husband Moise, who happened to read his newspaper. Honey, he says, I am not going to fight with that man for three reasons. First, you have a whole closet full of shoes and we nearly can't afford any more. Second, you were provoking the man by not wearing any underwear. And third, I don't want to mess with anyone who can eat that much ice cream.